Thank you very much, Carol. It's a real pleasure to be here at the National Immunization Conference. I've never been here before, and I'm enjoying myself very much. What I'd first like to do in my presentation today is to thank some collaborators of mine who were tremendously helpful over the last 3 years. Lene Polgreen and Philip Polgreen from Iowa City, Iowa at the university, and Dr. Tom Evans, Gerd Claybaugh, Lance Roberts, and Kathy Tritton in Des Moines at the Iowa Healthcare Collaborative. The title of our talk today really is long-winded if you look at it carefully, but I think important. Improving influenza vaccination rates in Iowa hospital healthcare workers, results of 3 years of statewide provider-based performance improvement effort. A little background. This effort has been driven by well-recognized references from the literature over the last several years. These references are cited on the slide in white print, and the references really make the case, from my perspective, for improving healthcare worker influenza vaccination rates in the U.S. There are numerous other references we could be using, but these do it pretty nicely. Influenza vaccination of healthcare workers is basic to the prevention of hospital-acquired influenza and improving hospital safety. Influenza vaccination rates of U.S. healthcare workers are chronically low. Key federal agencies and scientific advisory bodies have recommended that all healthcare workers should receive influenza vaccine annually. And importantly, a national objective for healthcare worker influenza immunization of 60% by 2010 was set in the Healthy People 2010 report. Now, recognizing the significance of the national problem, consideration of a statewide project in Iowa to measure and improve influenza vaccination rates among Iowa hospital healthcare workers began in 2005. There's some key setting data here for the state that I thought was relevant to the project that I'd want to acquaint you with up front. First, the population of Iowa is probably 3 million now and is rising relatively slowly. It is a state where the urban and rural split is 50-50%. There are 117 hospitals in Iowa in 90 of the 99 counties. You can see the counties delineated on the graph. 81% of these hospitals are small, less than 100 beds. 99% are larger, with greater than 100, but only 3% are very large, greater than 400 beds. 82% of those 117 are rural, and 18% are urban. And the manpower issue is that there are about 75,000 employees of hospitals scattered around Iowa. The title of the project in the state is Iowa Hospital Employees Influenza Immunization Project. The coordinating body supporting this statewide project is the Iowa Healthcare Collaborative. The Iowa Healthcare Collaborative, or IHC, is a provider-based, not-for-profit entity established in 2004 and dedicated to the promotion of continuous improvement in healthcare quality, patient safety, and value. Specific IHC strategies include sharing best practices among Iowa hospitals and facilitating transparency. And also, it believes in responsibility and the use of data in correct ways by providers, purchasers, and the public. Now, the IHC proposed this project in 2005 after seeking advice and support from a multidisciplinary task force of state and hospital experts in infectious diseases, infection control, public health, the Iowa Medical Society, the Iowa Hospital Association, and the Iowa Foundation for Medical Care, this last being the quality improvement organization, the QIO, for CMS in our state. Very, very crucial to this getting off the ground was the support and advice of a long-standing statewide resource of the Iowa Department of Public Health and University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics, and that is the Iowa Infection Control and Epidemiology Education and Consultation Program. They have an intense and close relationship with all of the statewide infection control practitioners in the hospitals around the state. With the task force in place, key issues in the project were rapidly addressed. First, the influenza vaccination target. We decided that we would set an annual rate of 95% for influenza immunization for all healthcare, all Iowa hospital workers by 2010. Several definitions were critical. Who would participate? We decided that the 117 hospitals, the acute care hospitals in Iowa, would be the group. The influenza season we elected to use would be October 1st through March 31st. The numerator and the denominator for determination of rate was established, the numerator being the number of employees vaccinated at hospital or elsewhere, and elsewhere being with documentation. And the denominator being the total number of hospital employees receiving paychecks. Fairly simple, straightforward, maybe too simple for some, but easier for the hospitals to comply with. Hospital healthcare worker vaccination rate would then be, of course, the numerator divided by the denominator. Surveys were developed to be filled out by the hospitals once a year. They'd be submitted through a confidential online system and have been submitted for the last 4 years, 2006, 07, 07, 08, 08, 09, and this past year, 09-10. This last year, we do not have data available to show you yet. Hospital feedback was a critical part of this whole business, getting the information back. Up till this point in time, nothing like that had really happened statewide. And so for seasons one and two, we went sort of conservative, if you will. The data fed back was, of course, the data they had sent us. But in addition, we sent them the data from other hospitals blinded so that they could compare their performance at that level. By season three, however, everybody was comfortable enough with the season, with the system as it had been set up, to move ahead and to use a public and unblinded data. And this past winter was the first time we actually published the data statewide with all the hospitals listed. Let's talk a little bit about the results we've obtained thus far. During the first 3 years, statewide participation has been excellent. 87% of hospitals participated in season one, 100% in season two, and 100% in season three. Importantly, the mean hospital immunization rate, vaccination rates, have trended upward from 68% in season one to 79% in season three. To give a more helpful sense of the dynamics of vaccination rate change, we examined the 98 hospitals of the 117 participating fully in the 3 years. In other words, these hospitals gave us data every year, the 98. And according to the data here, as we've arranged it before you to see, I really don't have anything used to indicate, but I'll try to describe it to you. The horizontal axis shows vaccination rates grouped by decile for the three seasons. Over on the far left within a season would be 41 to 50% decile, and to the far right would be the 91 to 100% decile. The vertical axis shows the number of hospitals within each decile. The yellow bars give you a sense of what a hospital which was less than or 80% within, less than or equal to the 80th percentile. And the blue bars show you the hospitals with greater or equal to the 81st percentile. In seasons 2 and 3, the overall findings here. I think you can all appreciate that a right shift has occurred by season 2. In season 1, 28% of the 98 hospitals were in the healthcare worker vaccination range of 81 to 100%, the blue bars. In seasons 2 and 3, 57 and 61% of the 98 hospitals had presumably moved to the 98%. Of the 98 hospitals had moved to the higher level. It's interesting that only 13%, 3%, and 3% of hospitals in seasons 1 through 3, respectively, were below the Healthy People 2010 goal of 60% at the beginning and subsequently. Interesting also was that only 3%, 7%, and 9% of hospitals in seasons 1 through 3, respectively, were at or above the project goal of 95% by 2010. I think this is proof of the real challenge that's going to be afforded by the 98% target. Were any hospital characteristics related to higher vaccination rates? To determine the answer to this question, univariable ordinary least square models were estimated for each of the three seasons. The dependent variables were the hospital-specific vaccination rates in each season. The independent variables were related to hospital characteristics such as size, location, and so forth. Coefficients and p-values for all three seasons were very similar. As an example, we show here results from season 3 in this slide, since all of them were very, very close. All independent variables with coefficients that were significantly different than 0, with 90% confidence, are included in the table. Over in the left-hand column, hospital features, critical access hospitals, urban hospitals, employees, etc., are those that were appropriate. And also note, please, that we're using as the hospital groups two, one overlapping the other. The 117 hospital group for the year, for this current season, that we, the season before, season 3, 117 hospitals were part and parcel of that, and the 98 hospitals within that 117 who had been involved for all 3 years, just to give you a sense of the consistency of the data. Critical access hospitals are very small in general in the state. A positive coefficient was seen in that group with a 5.2% higher mean vaccination rate than the other hospitals used in comparison. Urban hospitals, or greater than 1,000 FTE employee hospitals, or greater than 45 million revenue hospitals, all pretty large hospitals, had negative coefficients with 5 to 6% lower mean vaccination rates than the other hospitals. So it seemed that smaller hospitals have been higher, have higher rates than do the larger. A special survey completed by 80 hospitals at the close of season two assessed the relationship between hospital healthcare worker vaccination rates and hospital use of specific evidence-based interventions. We examined univariable models for each evidence-based intervention using season two vaccination rate as the dependent variable. The independent variables would, of course, be the evidence-based information. And these included free vaccine in 100% of the group, staff feedback in 91% of the group, targeted education in 89%, declination forms in 89%, sufficient vaccination campaign resources, 84%, documentation of off-site vaccination, 80%, unit tracking, 61%, and visible leadership vaccination, 46%, and vaccination delivery convenient for the staff member, ranging from 43 to 60%, depending upon what mode was used. Most of the independent variables modeled were not significantly related positively or negatively to the vaccination rate, except for declination statements, where the P was 0.001. Specifically, controlling for the other variables and use of declination statements by hospitals were associated with a mean vaccination rate 12.5% higher than other hospitals not using declination statements in season two. Now for some summary comments and conclusion. A voluntary reporting project to improve Iowa hospitals has been carried out in Iowa for the last 3 years, since 2006. The goal being hospital healthcare worker vaccination rates 95% by 2010. 87%, 100%, and 100% of Iowa hospitals self-reported rates in the first 3 years. With measurement, feedback, and publication of rates, the mean hospital vaccination rate increased from 68 to 79% from season one through season three. The project goal of 95% hospital healthcare worker vaccination is closer, but by no means achieved. Smaller hospitals reported higher mean vaccination rates than larger hospitals over the three seasons. In season two, most hospitals were using multiple evidence-based approaches. The use of declination forms by some hospitals may have increased vaccination rates in season two. Continued hospital and healthcare worker involvement and public interest in this project may help Iowa hospitals and healthcare workers to reach and sustain even higher influenza vaccination rates, and thereby greater hospital safety. So to help improve and sustain the rates of healthcare worker influenza vaccination in Iowa hospitals, we're going to be making the next steps, four of which shouldn't be surprising to you. We're going to continue the 95% target rate, continue measureship and feedback of data to the participants, continue public transparency, continue to share best practices and evidence-based approaches. In addition, however, you'll notice the word mandatory up there, monitor mandatory approaches, locally and nationally. It turns out that about two of our hospitals 2 years ago had implemented mandatory approaches. These were done in relatively small hospitals, and they were sort of quiet about it. And we've watched their results with them. Other hospitals this year were talking about doing it, but I honestly can't tell you how many actually did implement this year. And this is clearly a phenomenon, if you will, a national phenomenon that we're interested in following. And so we're going to be monitoring the mandatory approaches that have been started with them and with their help in hopes of learning more and being able to supply that information to the rest of the hospitals. Last, we're going to be working to develop Iowa physician participation. As you might expect, most of the employees of hospitals in the state are not physicians. Very few physicians, in fact, are employed in Iowa hospitals. As a result, we've got a big open vacuum there as to how well physicians in the state are being immunized, and we want to work more aggressively along that. With that, I'll end my presentation and thank you for your attention.